This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org.
The following sermon was preached on Friday, April 14, 2017, Good Friday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Gathered together on Good Friday, it is nothing except recollection of our Lord's suffering. Last night I touched on that. At least last night was the institution of the Blessed Sacrament of the altar and the institution of the priesthood. Those are part and parcel of Holy Thursday. But on Good Friday, there is nothing that ought to be thought about except the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've gone through them as we've gone through Lent and Passiontide, Holy Week. But really, we always want some glimmer of positivity, some encouragement. Not today. Not today. The church is a sad place to be on Good Friday. I start to feel it on Holy Thursday when the sanctuary candle is extinguished. Jesus is no longer present on the altar. He is in the altar of repose. The tabernacle stands open. The altars are bare. Images are covered. It is sad, and it should be. There should really be, and I mean this in all sincerity, I don't think that this is the day in which we should present anything about our Lord's passion in a manner that would make us think that there was anything positive for him on this day, because there was not. It was horrendous. I was so tremendously encouraged by the faith of others this morning. One in particular, because there were actually some texts I got. Blessed Good Friday. Blessed Good Friday. That's nice. I got a text and I looked at it. It said, "May you remember the horrendous tortures our Lord endured this Good Friday." I was like, that is somebody who knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's where our heads should be today. We have tomorrow and we have Easter, tomorrow the vigil in the evening. We have Easter. We have an entire Easter season to rejoice in our Lord's resurrection. But today, no. Let the readings speak for themselves. That reading from Isaiah chapter 52, prophetic, speaks of this coming Messiah. I won't read the whole thing over again. Who has believed what we have heard? He had no form of beauty that we should look at him. No beauty that we should desire. He was despised and rejected by men. He is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. That flies so in the face of the Christian bookstore pictures of our Lord with a big goofy smile on his face playing baseball with children. And I don't want to, if you got one of those hanging in your house, I'm not saying take it down, throw it away. I'm just saying it's not real. That is not Jesus Christ. When they were looking forward to the Messiah coming, they didn't look forward to someone having a good time with everybody. Scripture is absolutely absent of any remark whatsoever about Jesus having a good time anywhere. Shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Jesus carried our griefs and our sorrows throughout his entire life. His incarnation was an act of suffering. He left heaven. He leaves heaven, lives here, scorned by men, despised, and then was obedient to death, even the death of a cross. Something, in the Lenten season, always try to touch on the passion of our Lord, and it always falls short. You never really get it. There's that, some of the stuff that you read about it, you can't even, just for decorum's sake, you don't want to speak about it. We can't fathom how horrible our Lord's sufferings were for us. But today is a day where we should do nothing but focus on those sufferings. Nothing happy about it. Not one thing. Not one thing happened to him pleasant. We can't picture in our mind's eye. I know you can watch the movie The Passion. You can look at all your passion crucifixes. You can see all the gory pictures that are, but nobody can fathom what he looked like at the end. After hanging for hours on the cross, the swelling, the bleeding. Bleeding had probably even stopped because he didn't have any blood left. The complexion, the eyes sunken into his head, horrendous. I could go on and on. Can't get our heads around it. Can't even picture it. We wouldn't treat an animal like that. We'd be calling the cops on somebody who treated a dog in 10% of the evil that they treated our Lord of Glory. That was his day. What's really, this isn't a rabbit trail. It really gives us an understanding of how much damage we can do with something as simple as the tongue. And I just described all the sufferings of our Lord. You look at it and you know what it resulted from people's tongues, the Jews in particular. St. Augustine in the Old Breviary today speaks of, in a commentary on the Psalms, when the psalmist says that they sharpened their tongues against me. Sharpened their tongues against me? What can a tongue really do? The old sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Words resulted in what we're talking about, our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody likes to blame, the Jews love to point the picture, their fingers at Pontius Pilate. Oh, it was the Romans. The Romans killed him. Pontius Pilate tried time and time again to not have it. That was why the scourging was so horrible physically. Because Pontius Pilate thought, if I beat the living daylights out of this guy, I know my boys can do it. I know my boys can do it, and they will make it ugly. They will make it so ugly, I don't want to kill this guy. They'll make it so ugly that even these people, even these Jews, are going to have mercy on him. Boys, go do your work. Do your best. And they did. And they brought him back, and what were the words? What were the sharpened tongues? Crucify him. They didn't sympathy. There was no sympathy. It got even worse. It was satanic. But it was their tongues. They didn't lift a finger against our Lord. Their tongues resulted in that. That should give us pause to think about that old adage. Our mouths are very dangerous things. They resulted in our Lord's crucifixion. They resulted in the horrible sufferings that he endured. So when we are quick to run the mouth, particularly if we don't like someone, think about what could result. that on this day, think of how it resulted in the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I didn't have to be original today. I just repeat the text that I got this morning. Remember the horrendous sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ on this Good Friday. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.